The Killer by Matthew C. McLean. The last time Jacob Reed had seen the man, he had been dressed as a clown. Now, though, when Jacob sees what the man has done to his son, face bruised, lacerations like barbed wire across his cheeks, lips broken and desiccated, he serves the clown the axe handle. Jacob doesn't know what became of the axe's head, but the handle is sturdy and firm, and with Jacob's strong arm and rage behind it, the wood nearly cracks open the man's skull on the first strike. Standing at the door of the basement, Jacob's training as a jurist lists off his various crimes that he has committed to get here. Pursuit without evidence, breaking and entering, and now what is surely going to end in murder. His son is alive, kidnapped, bound, assaulted, but alive. While his actions may result in disbarment, surely no one will find Jacob guilty if he stops now, frees his son, calls the police. Jacob Reed keeps hitting the man who dresses as a clown to kidnap children.